Panic. At the disco frontman Brendan Urie to Trump campaign, fuck you. Stop playing my song. By David Ng on June 24, 2020. Panic. At the disco frontman Brendan Urie wants the Trump campaign to stop using one of the band's songs, saying that President Donald Trump represents nothing we stand for. The singer tweeted his disgust with the Trump campaign for using the hit 2018 single High Hopes at his rally in Phoenix on Tuesday. Fuck you. You're not invited. Stop playing my song, Urie tweeted. Urie added that the band's highest hope is for President Trump to be voted out of office in November. Donald Trump represents nothing we stand for. The highest hope we have is voting this monster out in November, he tweeted. Watch below. Urie's angry tweets come after the family of the late Tom Petty requested the Trump campaign to stop using the 1989 single I Won't Back Down. The song was played at Saturday's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Trump was in no way authorized to use this song to further a campaign that leaves too many Americans and common sense behind, the family said in a statement sent to multiple news outlets. Both the late Tom Petty and his family firmly stand against racism and discrimination of any kind. Tom Petty would never want a song of his used for a campaign of hate. He liked to bring people together. Other pop stars who have requested the Trump campaign to stop using their music include Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World, Michael Stipe, It's the End of the World, and the Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want. The Trump campaign has continued to use the latter song at its rallies despite the Rolling Stones' objections. One pop star who has endorsed President Trump's use of his music is Lee Greenwood, whose song God Bless the USA is a popular refrain at the president's campaign rallies. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.